Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome back. My name is Kit.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things with something extra special for you today, I think.
Very special.
A bottle of ketchup and seemingly ranch for each and every listener. For the Swifties out there.
Check
that is a joke
seat.
For six unhinged people. we're doing a draft, like the sportball kind. And ooh. I've seen these taken
the
over the airwaves.
Wait, we're not enlisting them into the military?
Yeah, that's right. Son of a bitch. I feel bad for the opposing army, for sure.
Yeah. If you're a soldier on the opposing army and a horde of stream fiends rushes you from over the hill,
you're done.
You're done.
The Navy has drafted the Wolfman.
Led by Reuben in a wig.
Go Spaghettis.
We're doing one of those.
That's a deep cut. Sorry.
I don't know what's going on half the time.
It was High Valyrian. One of those nerd drafts, right? So it's like a sportball draft.
Yep.
And I promise I'm not going to call it sportball the whole time.
We're putting the fantasy in fantasy draft.
Yeah. A lot of other podcasts and YouTube channels have done this over the past few years. And I've seen them and I've just been like mildly fascinated because I have no idea how like a real draft works. And I don't play fantasy football or anything.
As someone who's currently losing two different fantasy football leagues, let me tell you, I don't know how they work either.
But I'm always fascinated by them. And then Steve thought of this idea while I was away in Austin and then didn't work out. So now I get to play. And so I'm actually, it was a boon for me. I'm very excited.
It was, yeah.
Get to loop you in.
So this is going
you
to be.
You should leave more often.
The best ideas happen when you're not here.
So I can become desperate and think of and do Hail Mary ideas.
I agree.
The text started with something like, I have this idea, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's like so we recruited Alex. Famously well-versed in movie lore, but also a fan of sports.
I am.
So you know that's how true. You're a draft fanatic, I would say.
I have partaken in multiple fantasy drafts, yes.
There you go.
Are you in a draft this year?
I primarily only stayed at NBA now.
Yeah.
So NBA is where I used to have a whole theory on how to dominate an MLB league. That's a different story for a different day. But I've done hockey, I've done fantasy basketball, fantasy baseball, and fantasy football. I also tried a fantasy NASCAR league once, and that was a disaster.
I played a fantasy.
I predict they will turn left.
It was one of those where, like, in theory, like, I'm like, oh, I like you break it out in your head when you don't know what something is. You're like, I bet it's this. And then, like, you start it, and it's like, it's the opposite of what you thought it was. I'm like, oh, this is terrible.
I'm just curious for, like, the fantasy NASCAR stuff. Is it just you get points depending on how they place, or are there, like, are there like finer details during the race? We're like, oh, this guy did a a six spin on round three. So that's worth a point.
We're pulling from like something I did 11 years ago, but it was in my head canon. It was like, okay, it was like fantasy basketball, anything else where you're drafting a team of in NASCAR case racers or drivers. And then based on how your team does each year, you know, you have like a racing team, basically, as it would be in a league. What this was like each week there is a race and you have to pick like four drivers from each race. And it's based on how they do each race. But like there was a limit on how many you could pick for each time and they were tiered out. It was a whole like real intricate thing that just didn't seem necessary for what it turned out to be. But yeah, like fantasy sports, it's fun. It's D&D for jocks was the best way I ever heard it explained.
Mm. Lightning bolt.
Yeah, I tried to play fantasy football once and I tried to draft Gandalf. And they said, I don't think you understand.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's a fantasy, right?
That would
right?
be great if he had Gandalf. He would be great at defense. He would just constantly be like, you shall not pass.
Yeah.
And then the quarterback would be like, all right.
Them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He would sack them.
But then he would root his team on well as well. He'd be like, fly, you fools, when they had the ball.
Really doing, and it's fun. I've done like online drafts, in-person drafts. And the in-person drafts are fun because it's really just an excuse for like 14 people to drink for like 4 hours. And then just shout names. But no, they're fun. They're good times. Highly recommend if you've ever been on the fence about it.
So this draft.
Yes.
I'm not on the fence anymore. I'm in one.
We're knee deep in one right now.
This draft is horror movie villains in line with Spooktober. Okay. And we've got, let me try to explain how this works.
Man.
So each of us will have an opportunity in five different categories to draft of our choosing one horror movie villain. Mm-hmm. And then all of the listeners will get an opportunity to vote.
Horror and TV movie. So you can do TV horror as well if you want.
Okay. See, that was important for me to know during my week of prep time, guys.
I honestly also forgot about the TV aspect of it.
But honestly, I don't think there's any TV ones that... Okay. So the listeners will get to vote. So it'll say like team one, team two, team three. And you'll get to vote on which one is the best. Now, what is the criteria for best? Whatever you have in your head.
So we're going to make a draft. So like Chris will pick somebody for a position on his team and he will kind of tell us why he's picking that person. And then Alex and I will tell him why he's wrong. Mm-hmm. And then we'll keep doing that. And until we all have our own team filled with positions. And then you, the listener, are going to vote on which one of us created the best team.
We'll probably put it on our Instagram stories and maybe Discord and then like count them all up or something.
Yeah.
You could run a YouTube poll. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
For the 100 people who watch us on YouTube. Sure.
That's 100 votes to count, man.
So some people might be able to vote twice if we do it in multiple places, but that's just the best way I can think to get as many votes as possible. But the way that it works is we pick a random order. Alex is going to take care of that. So the first person gets to choose, the second person gets to choose, the third person gets to choose twice because they got fucked, and then it'll snake back to number one.
So let's say that the draft order is Steve, you, then me. Mm-hmm. So the first round would be Steve, Kit, Alex. The second round starts, it's Alex, Kit, Steve.
Right.
And yeah, vice
snake.
Versa.
Yes, snake.
Snake order.
I'm a snake. I'm a slithery little snake.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to give everybody an opportunity to get that out of their system.
So, Kit, what are the team positions that we are trying to fill? There are five positions on each of our team.
There is doggy style.
Mm.
There is the schemer and strategist.
Yes.
There is the monster.
Ooh.
There is the slasher, the wild card, which is just kind of whatever you want.
Yeah.
And then the
the utility position, wild card, you know,
the most fuckable, I guess, is the way Steve put it.
Yeah, that was how it was put. I think it was most fuckable. LOL.
Okay.
Was
sexiest, whatever least offensive term you want to use for that category.
I just really wanted to have the category most fuckable when people are putting like fucking Freddy Krueger in there.
Yeah,
I get it.
That sweater.
Some people have a striped sweater fest.
Stripes. Not everybody can rock horizontal stripes, but Freddy,
he pulls them
not
off.
Everybody, like not just horizontal stripes, but like also razor fingers. Like that's quite a combo to pull off.
Mm-hmm. It is. And the key here is, because I've listened to a few, is to strategize, right? So you can start with whatever say Steve goes first. He can choose monster. He can choose most fuckable. He can do his wild card early. And he's not going to necessarily choose only what he likes the most. He's going to consider what's going to get the most votes.
Yep.
But also if he wants to be real schemey, he could be like, Alex, I'm convinced Alex is going to go for this guy. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to fuck his world up. Mm-hmm. If I draft that guy, that's how you play.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just because you got five categories, you got to come with more than five.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
It's like, oh no, my one.
So I'm ready. I'm excited. Did I miss anything important?
I don't think you did. I think we've laid it all out.
I was going to say, we'll find out.
That's right.
That's right. Right
halfway baby. Through. Like, that's oh right, shit, baby. We never set the draft order.
Okay. Alex, so, determine yeah. the order.
So we've got it here. So it's just team one name is Steve. Team two name is Kit. Team three name is Alex.
Should we come up with team names? Like individual team names, so it's not like vote for team one, or should we do like it's well, Kit's Killers? Well, it's Alex's Ass Boys.
I was gonna say let's.
Yes,
there is a lot of pride to be taken in a fantasy team name.
There
I
is.
Will say that the cleverer, the betterer. But
the way that I've seen everyone else do it is they always keep the teams anonymous so that they're not any people that like. Really want Steve to win voting for team two. It's like what was the best team, you know?
Okay.
But wouldn't they know what team, based off what they listen, would they know that like, oh, Steve picked those people. That's Steve's team.
I've always wondered that too.
Because, okay. Yeah. I was you know say, what I mean? You know, if nothing else.
But they always do kind of keep some anonymity to it.
I guess that makes sense. You're voting more for the team.
Because the poll might go to people who didn't listen and they can still vote.
Yeah. You could list out team one, which is da 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 da. Team two, which is da 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 da. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I like that. That makes sense.
And then there's some integrity to the votes instead of all the Steve fans.
I would love to know your guys' team names if we think of it though.
Let's just for the.
I was gonna say I don't know off the top of my head. Usually I theme them off of someone that's on my actual roster. So it's more like the team name comes first. But some team names I've done in the past. There was a hockey one I did that was called Crosby Sweater, named after Ben Crosby. I had my basketball team for the longest time was the Tibbsdale Thibodomes for anyone that likes Tom Thibodeau. But this year I'm going with former Portland Trailblazers coach slash assistant coach now, Terry Stotts. My team name is Stotts Tots.
Stotts Tots.
I like good. Tater Tots.
Me too. Do you have any in your I pocket?
My team name is going to be Kit and Caboodle.
Kit and Ooh, Caboodle. Okay. I love okay. that. Mm. I like it though. Mm. I like it.
Yeah.
The fantasy teams I'm rocking in fantasy football this year are Enzone Amore, for those wrestling fans yes. out there.
Yeah.
And then Marvel's What If Steve Beats You.
Man, what an insult.
Come with me and let's ponder the question.
How much embarrassment will you feel?
I used to like if I ever did beat somebody in that because I've kept that name for a couple years now. I used to if I did beat someone, I would text them the question, "Come with me and ponder the question," and they'd be like, "Fuck off, I hate you."
Oh man,
I'm changing my team name to First Laid Kit.
Ooh,
First Laid Kit.
Mm-hmm. Like first aid kit, it's a pun.
Oh. Yeah.
If you didn't catch it immediately, I'm not doing that.
And you're a virgin?
Okay, what's the order, Alex?
All right, generate draft order. How we plugged it in is Steve. Oh, I'm sorry, it's one sweat. Steve picks first. I pick second. Kit is third.
Do it again.
I can't. I mean, I could.
Ooh, all right, Steve.
I get the first pick.
Start
it's
got to
be a good one. Okay. I've got to be a little strategic.
Yes, you do.
Because there's someone who I really want on my team, but I don't know if anyone else will necessarily pick them for this.
You never know. Alex has got some deep cuts.
He does.
But you don't want to go too deep. You want votes.
But here's the thing. So my number one person that I went into this with a plan, like I'm going to pick this person number one, but I think I'm going to change that plan. Because now that I'm the first draft, there's one person on this that I think I would have to fight Alex for it's specifically. High
stakes. I know what you're going for, you little
and
dick.
What's about to happen here?
So I'm going to pick my wild card first.
Wait a
second.
Let me interrupt one second.
Oh, okay, man, the suspense.
I'm sorry. Oh, I know that was such a bad time.
Hang on, this has
to be established first. In the monster category, as I was plotting this, I was confused. What qualifies?
It could be anything
because we're leaving out potentially demons. You know what I mean? Like
you could literally slot anyone into any position. You just have to justify why you're putting that. You could literally put a normal ass dude in monster and say the real monster is man. Like, you know,
get the fuck out.
Well, that was the same question I asked I was like, hey, on monsters, are we counting demonic entities?
Yeah. Cause demons is its own thing.
No, entities.
You could literally put anything in any position. It's up to you to justify why it's there. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is all, you know, anything goes. You just have to be able to spawn a conversation as to why it's in there.
Mm-hmm. That helps me a lot.
Does that change your game plan going forward?
Well, sort of, because I, you know, like Valak from The Nun, I was like, that's not a monster, you know, mm-hmm. But now I get it.
Okay.
Fucking Rod Serling.
So Valak is going into the most fuckable category.
Great. There you go. I like that. Okay. So my number one pick, I'm drafting them in my wild card position.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. Because I feel like a lot of people leave wild card for last. I'm doing it first, baby.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm picking.
Smart.
John Carpenter's The Thing.
Okay.
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 No chance you didn't use The Thing.
Yeah. So this is one that I really want. It's my favorite horror movie. And as a wild card, I think The Thing is a smart choice because it's a utility player, right?
Yes.
You can literally slot The Thing in any situation, any position you need.
Yeah.
You need a dog, The Thing's got you covered. Mm-hmm. You need You need Wilford Brimley. You need Wilford Brimley. Something to fuck. The Thing is there.
Right. I'd like to come back in now.
I'd like to come back inside now.
You can actually see like its ability to, you know, dominate and take over a certain area. If that's, you know, what you're trying to go for is winning, is Wilford Brimley literally runs the numbers.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And you can see how quick it'll dominate a country, how long it'll dominate the world, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Great pick.
Yeah, I think this is a coming in strong with The Thing. Do you guys have any like naysaying? Like, is that a bad pick?
Oh my god, no. I think especially a wild card, because now you can double up on monsters. You could, you know, you've got a lot of flexibility there. I think it's a great use. And yeah, The Thing is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Alex.
Okay. So I was actually going to pick for my monster category what I thought Steve was going to steal from me. And that is the Xenomorph from Alien.
You're picking this for monster?
I'm picking it for monster.
Yeah.
I should write all these down just so we keep track of what they are.
Large portion is one because it's, I mean, look how they've had to beat it in the past. Shoot it from an airlock or fight it with the big, you know, power loader.
Yeah.
But acid blood, ultimate hunter.
It's the answer for monster.
In my mind, it is. And I don't think, you know, outside of Alien and Aliens, you don't
with the thing that. Off the board and Xenomorph, monster's looking rough.
I want to throw my hat into this. Alex.
Yo.
Are we talking normal drone Xenomorph? Are we talking queen Xenomorph? What are we talking here?
I mean, try to get the queen on your team. It's moving around with all those sacks and bags, and that's a lot. So I think just
a lot of infrastructure.
The traditional just Xenomorph hunter, not like evolved from the facehugger, you know, into just the alien from Alien is what we'll...
What comes first? Let me ask you this question. Okay, this is me just trying to. I'm trying to win this poll, right? So I'm trying to poke holes in y'all's.
Yeah,
kids,
no, that's
right?
Fine.
What comes first, the Xenomorph or the egg?
Well, it's the egg. We see it. It's in the beginning of the fucking movie.
Yeah, that's been answered.
But what put the egg there?
A xenomorphic.
Okay, so you want to do this?
It's been answered.
I'm just saying, Alex picked an egg for his team.
I didn't pick an egg.
Can't make a monster without breaking a few eggs.
A monster omelet without making a monster omelet.
So now I get to choose twice.
Yeah, you will be picking back to back.
And then it's back to Alex.
Yes.
Ooh, going first, maybe not so good. Seems like.
Well, it's.
You get that Hail Mary.
Yeah.
But then it's a while before it comes back.
Picking.
To Papa.
Yeah, yeah, especially when you get like 8, 9, 10 deep, something like that.
Oh, I take a nap. Yeah.
You're basically picking like two rounds ahead of yourself.
Mm.
That's a lot.
Strategy. Okay.
Strategy.
I'm going to go with two that I could not bear to lose.
Okay.
Even though I'm worried to leave the other categories open as well. I'm going to start with Schemer Strategist.
Love it.
There was only a couple of great options in this for this in my mind.
Okay.
And I have to choose Hannibal Lecter.
Okay.
Ooh. I have to.
Okay. That's
the smartest. Now, you could argue, is he always... a villain? Is he so cool that you don't even consider him that way?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but he's also a cannibal and you're a sick person.
he also mispronounced Chianti.
I mean, and that's Chianti. You have to go Hannibal Lecter. I mean, the guy is a genius. Mm-hmm. He's got it all laid out.
Mm-hmm.
And he, with just an ink pen and a paper clip,
yeah,
will rip the faces off of four esteemed doctors and security guards with no issue whatsoever.
But is Hannibal Lecter the right choice to be a schemer strategist for a team? Is he going to be a team player? Is he going to lead the team or is he going to go fuck off and do his own thing? Is he going to eat your face, the coach?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey.
The answer to all of those questions are yes.
See, LeBron James can pull 26 points and 6 assists throughout a career. Hannibal Lecter can be a team player.
That's right. That's right. He's going to be MVP for sure.
Are you just going to like pay him in Chianti and fava beans?
And liver.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you missed the one thing I wanted, which was the liver.
And are you saying, is it Anthony Hopkins or Mads Mikkelsen? Yes.
I was saying, now that TV got,
it's when, not what's Brian usually Cox.
Like TV villains, I'm like, okay, so there's two Hannibal Lecters.
I mean, in my mind, it was without a doubt Anthony Hopkins in my head.
Sure.
But you can throw whatever you want. Whatever gets me the votes.
Or
whatever gets me the votes.
Is it Brian Cox?
Yeah, Brian Cox. Manhunter.
Yeah, Manhunter.
Oh, yeah. I forget about that one.
With Lecter.
Fuck off.
Would.
There's a really rude Scottish Hannibal Lecter.
Would Hannibal Lecter be distracted, though, as your strategist if Jodie Foster is anywhere near the building?
He would just sniff the air.
I can't concentrate right now. Clarice is here. I want to know what she's been up to. I need the deets.
I made the game-winning shot. When did the fans stop screaming, Clarice? When did the fans stop screaming?
Migs is jerking off again. 1 second timeout.
That's very rude of you, Migs. It's 2023. We don't do that anymore.
I'm going to go to Hannibal Lecter. I'm out of the game for schemer strategist. Okay. And my next category... I'm gonna lob one deep. I'm gonna appeal to a very niche group of fans. Okay. I think not super niche, but it's for most fuckable / something less misogynist, whatever you want to call that. It's the most attractive
companion
you're villain.
Companion. You're familiar. Villain.
I'm gonna go Rose the Hat.
Rose the Hat from
Dr. Sleep.
Yeah,
Rebecca Ferguson.
All right.
Rebecca Ferguson.
I've not seen Dr. Sleep.
There's a couple more salacious answers that I could have come up with that are just like super overtly sexual for sure.
So instead of like doing like a funny haha of Freddy Krueger, you're like, I think she's attractive.
I mean, wait, did I play wrong? Was this supposed to be funny?
No, I appreciate your commitment to seriousness here.
You're like, I have a plan. And this it's like, these are the parameters you're giving me and I'm going for it.
Now
like,
who doesn't love Rebecca Ferguson? This is fine.
She has
now
a hat.
I'm embarrassed that you guys did funnies and I picked one I have a crush
on. Not necessarily.
You don't know. We haven't.
Maybe that's all I had written down was Rebecca Ferguson in the movie.
There's a couple really good ones, but all of mine are actually attractive. So yeah, I maybe messed that up.
I can't wait till we finish this and we can kind of see which options were left on the table that we didn't pick that we were considering. I think that would be fun.
I think most fuckable is the most like mind expanding category we have here because it's so telling. Because you know, it's also just like because I feel like mine isn't serious, but it certainly isn't funny, but it's also like strangely telling, I guess. And like the fact that like it was one of those things where I was like, oh hey, it was Sue Steve was like most fuckable. I was like, boom, got it, done. That was the easiest one. And then I'm like from the basement hollering up like to my wife, like, guess what I picked for most fuckable monster? And she's like, who? And I shouted and she's like, that's right.
Okay. So you got consensus where in the household.
Like, that makes sense for you. Well, like I'm like,
oh, for you. Like, well, she wasn't just saying.
Like, yeah, she's like, that's perfect. Great. Roll with it. But not until a few rounds from now.
So we've got The Thing, Rose the Hat, and Hannibal Lecter, and Xenomorph off the table.
Off the table.
Alex, your second pick.
I'm going to go also for Schemer Strategist.
Okay.
I had one here. I had Lecter on my list. He is off, but he was actually my second pick. And I think I'm actually going to go with my fourth pick for Strategist.
Okay.
And that is because I think it's going to cause me to actually have to justify some work here.
Okay.
That is Paimon from Hereditary.
Okay.
So the demonic, I'm going demonic entity.
Sure.
Largely because I think Hereditary in general is an entire story about fate and predeterminalism. As you can see in the opening of it, where it zooms in on the dollhouse. And then that's where all the action takes place from the very beginning. There's the marks on the phone pole. There is there's so much it's actually laid out by the grandma, by Toni Collette's mom in the film in relation to Paimon and how the actual movie unfolds from there, that it is strategized. It is thought out. Every single event in that movie is set to occur. And from there, it's one of those where I don't know how you could be a more strategic demonic entity than to orchestrate an entire generational trauma into a family, into, you know, that conclusion that we saw where, you know, spoilers for Hereditary, mute it for 5 seconds, that it succeeds. And so
they play the long game too.
It plays a long game. You know, it plays over, you know, from the grandma to the mom to.
If this was a football game, Paimon's the quarterback. He's saying blue 42.
Yeah,
we're not going to win this game, but 4 years from now, championship rings right. based on this move.
Paimon took a rebuilding franchise and established it into a long-running dynasty.
That's right.
Right.
Okay. Hey,
Dubs he's a great Dubs GM. Dubs are created in the planning room, right?
That's right. That's right.
But is it enough to get it? Is Paimon, again, because I gotta be the devil's advocate. At
Please.
Only. Is Paimon, if you're creating a franchise, right?
I feel like if you're the devil's advocate, you are Paimon.
Oh. My God. Oh, hoisted by my own petard.
Steve just evaporated.
Hoisted by his own petard.
Make it so. Yeah, but if you're trying to make a franchise, a team of villains.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you going to be putting butts in seats with the promise? Like, hey, don't worry, guys. We're going to win in 50 years. Don't you worry.
So, yeah. So let's take Theo Epstein's rebuilding of the Chicago Cubs after he saved the Boston Red Sox franchise.
Mm.
He takes over.
I thought of that same thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. So Paimon is like a player coach. You know, he's that situation where he's like overseeing the offense while also not maybe being a star player, but like he can facilitate. He can get you put the right pieces around Paimon. You're going to only breed success. Mm-hmm. So you take someone like what Theo Epstein did with the Red Sox, which he's this young GM, has this whole math brain, orchestrates the team, and the Red Sox, who hadn't won a World Series in 86 years up to 2004, win their first World Series largely under the leadership and players that he acquired. Does the same with the Chicago Cubs, who had gone even longer. So yes, I think you can put butts in seats with the promise of, hey, maybe not today, but look at the pieces we have, look at the talent, look at the depth. It's all there. The winning pieces are there. So, we just gotta.
So Kit and I's team, we're gonna win this game. But maybe in 10 years from now, you'll win.
You'll see. I got other pieces. I got acid blood.
Was Theo in Moneyball?
No.
Then I don't know him.
Right. But he kind of took that idea and was like, took what Billy Bean and Jonah Hill came up with, because I don't remember his character's name.
I call him Mr. Bean.
Yeah. What like the A's did. And I mean, that's direct impact. I mean, maybe the A's didn't have the whole success and winning a World Series, but they put it together, you know, 101 win seasons or whatever. But the Red Sox and Cubs kind of took that idea, created a good depth system. And
everybody
whatnot.
Did. Revolutionized the game.
It really did. Sabermetrics is fascinating.
And it's a great movie. Steve, it's back to you finally.
I still got one more question.
Please.
I haven't seen Hereditary.
Okay. Oh.
So just because Paimon's an interesting character, a name for a villain, and because of the structure of his name, Paimon.
Yeah, maybe it's Paimon.
I just immediately think of Pokemon.
Oh, I thought it was like a man made of pies.
So in my mind, I'm just picturing this demon that's doing like the Pokemon, Paimon. It's like it's like poking a grandmother, like Paimon, generational trauma, Paimon.
I'm surprised that you haven't seen the movie, because that is actually spot on.
It's
really
half the movie.
It's, it's not even like Pokemon, it's just specifically Togepi. Mm-hmm. And just Togepi with a stick. Yeah.
It's like the redheaded girl's always carrying it around.
Misty,
yeah.
Did you just call Misty the redheaded girl?
I know who Misty is. I was just saying redheaded girl because if I said Misty's just carrying it around, people, the layman might be like, what's that? So I'm painting
a
picture.
Do you hear what Steve thinks of you?
I know
they won't fucking know who Misty is, the redhead one.
What, dude, did Paimon just come out of your voice just now? Oh my God.
That was scary.
Man.
The redheaded one.
You're on fire. No, that's what you sound like to me.
Oh my God, guys, I haven't actually listened to myself. Is that what I sound like to everyone else?
Guys, I'm picking Misty. And I'm Steve. I love Star Trek.
Yeah, that's what you sound like.
Nerd shit.
Okay, so it's back to me?
It is.
But I get to go twice.
Yes.
Snake order. I love slippery little snake order. Okay, so I got the thing. My wild card's down. I got to start picking things I'm worried that you guys might take.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with my slasher. Is this the first slasher taken? I think it is.
It is.
I'm going to go with none other than Jason Voorhees.
Ooh.
As my slasher. Let me tell you why.
Yeah, tell me why.
Can you think of a more versatile slasher villain? Jason has gone to New York.
Yes.
He has gone to Lake Crystal, or whatever.
Crystal Lake.
Wow.
Jason.
Real fan, Steve May.
Steve hates horror.
I do hate horror. Jason has gone to space.
Yes.
All right. I'm putting
together. Don't forget where he went to hell.
Jason did go to hell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This guy has gone. If there are teens to be killed, Jason is there and he's got his mask on.
If Jason were a Johnny Cash song, he has been everywhere, man.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you what.
I've been everywhere.
He walks hard.
I walk bold. Love that
movie. Okay. Jason Voorhees.
And I personally.
You could have went Mrs. Voorhees on that one.
Well, I was
that's
say,
just like, one movie, though.
That's just one movie. She lost her head on that one. Mm-hmm. I get it. Her child was dead. I would lose my head, too. Mm-hmm. I would lose my head over it. How many times can I say she's going to lose her head? That's how she
dies. Three.
Spoiler alert for the first movie.
Then just ended it with, that's how she dies.
And that's it. But like, that's also one of the reasons why I'm picking Jason for he's for my team, because I'm also a mama's boy. So maybe like he and I can get along a little bit. He'd be like, do you love it when mom makes this meal? I'd be like, yeah, I do. And he's like, what's your favorite meal that mom makes? Like, I love this one. He's like, I like the meatloaf. And I'd be like, I don't agree with that at all, Jason. And he'd be like, I'm going to go kill some kids in a sleeping bag. You do you, buddy.
The ketchup on the meatloaf is their blood.
Remember Kevin Bacon? My mom killed him. Yeah, so Jason Voorhees is my slasher.
All right.
You guys don't have any... You don't think that's wrong?
I mean, he's like the third best slasher I think you could have picked.
Ooh,
but definitely. A little lower down the list. But I mean, still an iconic.
He's an unstoppable force.
You put that hockey mask logo on your grid, it's going to get some votes from dum-dums.
Think of
he's got the video game from dum-dums.
Guys, he punched a dude's head off.
Are you talking about the regular Nintendo video game?
No, I was talking about the 4v1.
The one that just came out like a year or two ago, right?
It was like 6 or 7.
There was a
it has
like,
been that long.
There was like an NES Jason game. Yeah, I played a lot.
Yeah.
I don't remember
the tracks.
But
I think he was purple.
What was the horror game that came out recently that's basically the same thing?
There's an Evil Dead one.
Okay, Evil Dead. That's what I'm thinking of.
But yeah, man, that's a solid
Predator
pick.
As well.
That's a solid pick. So you got The Thing, you got Jason Voorhees. Mm-hmm. Where are you gonna go next?
Okay, I got my slasher, I got my wild card. You know what? I'm just going to
fuck up.
I'm going to lock it in. I don't think I'm in danger of either of you picking this.
I'm in danger.
I don't think I'm in danger of you guys picking any of this, mm-hmm. but on the rare chance it happens, I would be so upset. Actually, you guys have both picked your strategist. Okay, so you can't pick. None of you can pick him. Okay, so
I still got a wild card.
I'm going to leave him for last, all right, because you guys can't pick him.
He's got a wild card.
I already picked my wild card.
But he has a wild card. He could choose your schemer or strategist still.
Oh, that's true.
Oh.
Ooh.
Now, see, I shouldn't have said anything.
Shit. Thanks for helping me out, Chris. Mm. You're a real friend.
Well, Alex, he was being nice too. He was
hey, hey yeah, Alex.
You know, when you're picking such a terrible team like yours, I got to give you as much advice.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just change your team name to the Duds.
Paimon.
That was a Hail Mary. If I were you, I'd be worried that Hereditary fans don't know their name's Paimon. And you'll lose votes just for that. Because I have one like that where I'm like, I don't know if anyone knows that's what it's called.
I got plenty. It's fine.
I'm going to pick my schemer / strategist.
There you are.
Who is going to lead my team of deviants in killing all the people in all the movies? Mm-hmm. Right. You guys have had really, really good picks. I think Hannibal Lecter was on my list. I think I had him as third on my list, but she's on it. Paimon is an option.
I was going to say Paimon was there.
Maybe if I had seen Hereditary, I would put him on there.
Maybe.
I'm going to go with the first TV movie villain.
Ooh, okay.
I am picking Vecna from Stranger Things.
Look at you being on brand.
Being on brand. I'm so on brand, in fact.
Uh-oh, he's getting up.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
He is. That is his bones. Those are the sounds of his bones as he moves.
Here he is today. There's Vecna. He's here.
Is that a 3D printed Vecna?
This is a 3D printed Vecna that patron Ricker made for us.
Crazy. Gorgeous.
And gave me for the studio.
Trying to milk those Ricker votes, I see.
I'm in the pocket of Big Butthorn, his patron name.
Wait, is his patron name Big Butthorn or just
no,
Butthorn?
No, it's just Butthorn. Butthorn.
Okay, so it's like Big Tobacco.
Yeah,
Big Butthorn.
Yeah.
I was like, man, is it Big Butthorn?
Okay, Ricker, change your patron name.
He went Vecna. I didn't even consider that.
Yeah, because Vecna, he's behind, he's in a safe place. You can't really get to him. The quarterback on my team can't easily be sacked.
Mm-hmm.
He can plug into the matrix. He can see everything that's happening. He weaves a web. He controls like bats and monsters and shit. The mind flayer, he controls that as well. This is a very powerful being. And I think the biggest plus to him is he's not going to be distracted if Jodie Foster is in the stadium.
Mm. I think that's actually a con.
But if Millie Bobby Brown comes in.
Yeah, well, that's true. If Millie Bobby Brown comes in, he's like, what the fuck? I hate her.
He's just running up that hill constantly, though. If there's a hill in our game, mm-hmm. your team's done. He's going to be useless.
Yep.
Hmm. He'll die on that hill.
He will. Alex, there's only one, in my mind, like, incredible strategist left for the schemer.
I think we're all thinking the same thing.
We got to be.
Yeah.
We got to be.
Right.
Okay, Steve, you're done. You're toast.
You're done.
You're finished for this round.
Yes.
Alex, back to you.
So I could go wild card and pick who I think could back up Paimon in terms of orchestration. Because I do agree that Paimon, Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Deep ball. Get a good support staff around him, like
I said.
You
need a good wide receiver.
You just need someone to catch. You need the Amari Stoudemire to his Steve Nash. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So I know those references.
Whoa. It's like, you can tell who stopped watching basketball 10 years ago.
I'm lying. But,
so for my wild card, I'm doubling down on my strategist. I'm going to just double up there. And oh no, that gets rid of the wild card I actually wanted.
Toni Collette is not a choice.
No, actually, I to strengthen the team, just to give myself a little bit of a better chance, I am actually going to go Jigsaw.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
As the schemer?
No, as my wild card.
Whoa, loving this.
So, oh, because he chose
Paimon.
Yeah, yeah.
So now
that's right.
So I'm strengthening my weakest spot with my wild card. So
you got a lot of intelligence going on in here.
It really upsets me to do that.
When I wrote schemer categories in like Plan Bs, I wrote Jigsaw.
Yeah.
I wrote Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, Jigsaw was my number two.
I really fucking hope I get Hannibal Lecter because I got no one else. I didn't think of Vecna.
Since I feel like strategist is off the board entirely, basically. I had Jigsaw, I had Lecter, I had Paimon. And then initially, with that Paimon I thought on the way down here. But my third choice initially was Jack Griffin, the Claude Rains' take on the Invisible Man.
Okay.
Because if you've never seen the 1930s Invisible Man, it's...
I wish you had picked that. That would have been a clutch vote.
I've got we're good. Claude Rains, one of the best villain actors in film history. But the Invisible Man performance is great because it's very early on. He just walks into this hotel. He's like, I just want to work quietly. Please do not bother me. Bring me food when I ask for it. He's just like, I just want to work on a cure for this. And they're like, we got to get this guy fucking out of here. He's wearing these big glasses. He's got this coat. He's creepy. And they're just like, hey, you got to go. And he basically goes, you would not leave me alone. So now I have to take over the world. And they send a constable in there. And the constable's like trying to fight with him. He throws the constable down the steps. And there's a line where he says, I reckon if that man gets his clothes off, we'll never be able to stop him from anything. Not in 1,000 years. And it immediately cuts to, and this is 1930s special effect, but it looks great. Claude Rains, no head, just a shirt. So it's like the rest of the scene where they're chasing him and most of the movie, it's just like, oh, he's got his hog out.
Yeah, this for sure.
He's going to take over the world, dick out, and like no one's going
to
know.
If you're going to go that route, I think it's better to go, if you're going to talk about invisible dicks, I think.
Yeah, please.
I don't think it can be topped the Kevin Bacon Hollow Man performance, yeah, well, where you can kind of see the dick flopping.
And that's so Paul Verhoeven, too. Yeah. To take that and be like, now let's make it weird. You know, it's just like, let's comment on voyeurism and then get run out of America, basically. But I love The Invisible Man. The newest one's really good. But if you've never seen the Universal Monster Classics 1930s, Claude Rains' Invisible Man, highly recommend it. It's a really good, like, really well-paced, like, 70-minute movie.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be tough out there as we try to navigate the many twists and turns that life throws our way. Not every problem we face has an obvious or easy solution, but talking through these issues can always bring major benefits. So whether you're dealing with a career change, relationship help, or just getting used to your new normal, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. I myself have benefited from therapy. I have benefited from BetterHelp. I was struggling to find myself and figure out who I was post-divorce. BetterHelp matched me with an amazing therapist who taught me all about codependency, what it was, and ways I can combat it and realize my whole true self. So if it sounds like therapy is the right move for you, then give BetterHelp a try. It's online, convenient, flexible, and can work with your schedule. Filling out a brief questionnaire is all it takes to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time. To start your own therapy journey, visit betterhelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/streamingthings. Hey, Stream Fiends. Over here at Streaming Things, we like to give a special shout out to all of our members of our Patreon, but we want to specifically shout out our super patrons for the month of August. So thank you, Becky Ladusky, Kaylee Sampson, Stanton Valentino, Huckleberry Cauliflower, Giancarlo Gasparin, Mike from New Hampshire, Brett X, Emily Scarano, Little Tickler, Svento7, Jay Scramo, AK Ashley Ray, Adam Busby, Wendy O'Loughlin, Jason Hawkins, Trey Barrera, Conrad, David Malfara, Professor Beth RN, Rabbit Dog in a Barbie Car, Jose Ruben Cruz Rodriguez, Charlie Friday, Alexis Adler, The Pedal Peddler, Emmy, Joe Velez, Valerie, John Collins, Amber McVeigh, Amanda King, Trisha Bueller, Sun Loving Mortal, Suzanne Rode, Jadinklage Morgoon, Jen Robinson, Kate, Kalisha Reeves, Aaron Armstrong, Kevin Strother, Jeanette Murphy, Ashley Powers, Stephen the Fifth, Casey McCain, and Enza. Thank you all so much, and back to the show.
I get to go twice again.
Man,
you're the
last first.
Nice.
So I'm only gonna have one category left for the final round. Okay. Great, wonderful, grand. channeled Chris Farley there.
Great, grand, wonderful.
I'm terrified. I could go, ooh.
Horror movie draft, you should be terrified.
Ooh.
That's a good point. I think I could steal a play from Steve's book and really, with our particular audience, score a lot of votes by going Demogorgon for Monster. I feel like I could.
You guys.
I could. You got to know your audience. Saying, you got to get the votes.
No, I understand. I get it. But if you want to pick low-hanging fruit, that's fine.
Like, I do.
Just pick it up where you fucking Bill Murray and Osmosis Jones grabbing your sandwich off the poop floor. And
I will do everything, including cheating, to win. But you're right. It does make me feel a little dirty.
Hey, that's how you want to feel, though. That's fine.
I've also, I really don't have any great options for Monster, in my opinion. You know? Because if I go something like that I think is cool, like Bagul or something.
All you got to do is defend it with your life.
Gabagool.
I don't think that's going to score the votes. You know, you're scrolling through Instagram stories. You see the poll. You click A, B, or C. Is Bagul going to lure the finger?
Hey, some people might be like, you know, the Bagul is Bagul. And I tell you what.
And I don't mean to be thinking out loud so much to give you guys ideas here.
Better than dead air.
I'm thinking Dr. Brundle, too, man.
Ooh. Fuck you. Okay. Did you have it on your list? He was my initial wild card.
But I think I could go that for Monster.
Yeah, 100%.
Dr. Brundle is your monster? Is that what you're going with?
Okay, so wait. So this was the debate that I had.
I almost put him in Schemer as an option.
Well, I was going to say, I had him as wild card. And yeah, 100%. The thing that I feel like you should discern is, are you going Seth Brundle for Monster, or are you going Brundle Fly?
It's definitely Brundlefly.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're not just putting like normal Jeff Goldblum and Vinny Telepods. Yeah, Skeemer
you would probably want, the good doctor.
Or fuckable.
You yeah, he'd be yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, that's a good
But then his fingernails start getting pulled off in the right. sack. Your note.
Like mental notes said Brundle's fuckable. Because that was one of the texts I almost sent you was like, so like, how do we classify Jeff Goldblum in The Fly?
However you want, baby.
Yeah, but you know, there's a certain level of defense I can't bring to the table if I put Brundlefly as fuckable.
Do I have to call it Brundlefly?
That's what he referred to himself. That's just how I always. That's just me. Okay. You can however you want to do it, man. It's your show.
I mean, that's a great pick, but is it going to pull the votes? If you like, are we going to show who's editing this?
The editing what?
Like the list, the vote chart where it says, you know, the categories on the left, the names on the top, and then five slots.
Like, are you meaning like as a photo we put online?
The vote. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I can.
The reason I'm asking is if it's like a little photo of each villain.
Yeah.
I think Dr. Brundle's pulling some votes.
Okay.
If it just says Dr. Brundle.
Sure.
Do half the people even know who
that's
that is?
True. That's a character that people might be like, if you say Jeff Goldblum from The Fly, they'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you say Dr. Brundle, they might not put two and two together.
Right, exactly.
That that's a good point. Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, and same, the photo of Vecna is pulling more votes than Vecna as a word, sure. You know?
Can we just say Jeff Goldblum?
Vecna, what is that, a curse?
He's a monster.
Right. Oh, my God.
In the sack.
Have you seen him breathe and drive?
I'm sorry. This is nerve wracking for me.
It's tense.
Yeah, we're getting down to the wire now. We've got most of our picks. We're all on the back end of our
team. You can tell we're going camping because it's getting tense.
Another monster that I want that I'm Bravo. Worried about.
Bravo.
Thanks.
People is the entity.
From Mission Impossible?
Yeah. Dead Reckoning. You stole my thunder
it's
on that
so
joke.
Scary. It's so the scary. Entity.
The entity.
No, from It Follows.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But again, that's just one where it's like, does that really, it doesn't have enough of a character, even though it is terrifying.
But it's what it represents too, you know?
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go Dr. Brundle for Monster. Brundlefly for Monster.
Love
okay.
It.
So Brundlefly?
Just call it Dr. Brundle.
Whatever.
And then hopefully we can show his little decrepit fly face.
Wherever he's spitting his digestive enzymes on his food to eat him, that's where you go.
That movie's fucking terrifying.
That is one of this is one of my favorite romance movies ever made, is The Fly.
Stop.
No, seriously. It is such a heartbreaking love story.
It is.
And that is the one thing I love about it is the way it like pivots from Jeff Goldblum being the main character to Gina Davis. Mm-hmm. And then the way it all kind of plays out from there, where as you're watching it from her perspective, here is this really depressing and heartbreaking love story that I think Cronenberg snuck into what is this incredibly visceral, you know, horror movie. But yeah, The Fly is so good.
And then I'm going to go slasher. And I think I'm going to pick a potentially inept killer. Mm. I think an arguably inept killer.
Okay.
That we'll be talking about here shortly.
Mm.
But a fan favorite, especially an icon of the franchise itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got to go Ghostface.
Ghostface?
Okay. For slasher.
From Scrim?
Well, I'm going to draft the rapper.
Yes.
I'm going to draft the rapper Ghostface Killer.
Take that. No! I have no chance.
Ghostface I didn't know Neff no Campbell chance. Could rap.
He'll kill him with his bars.
It's true.
In jail bars. I don't know.
Got him.
Yeah, I think you could argue out of all the potential main, you know, the four horsemen of slasher killers, mainstream slasher films, he's probably the least effective. Definitely the most mortal. In fact, you know, teen women, even, you know, he puts up a, you know, he can't manage to do anything. Like if you watch those movies, he's bumbling. He's getting lamps and beer
working
bottles.
He's working in pairs.
Yeah, that's true. But also, I think
except in Scream 3.
Ghostface is. Yeah. Ghostface is versatile. He's many iterations of Ghostface.
He's great.
Some are more effective than others. He is.
He could take a beating.
But I mean, just if you just show the ghost face, I mean, that is just a fucking fan favorite, fun time. Even though he's not very good at killing, arguably, I gotta go ghost face. I got to, you know,
I'm here for it.
There's only one choice that, you know, there's an obvious choice, an almost boring choice named after the holiday itself. that franchise that you could pick for
Birthday
slasher.
Boy Stab Man?
Yes. Birthday Boy Stab Man. But yeah, so I'm going Ghostface. I'm going Dr. Brundle. And that leaves me with a weird list. Hannibal Lecter, Rose the Hat, Dr. Brundle, and Ghostface.
That is a very eclectic team. I like it. It's a nice dark horse team,
yeah.
I think.
Okay.
That is definitely, I think, a playoff contender.
Steve has gone from tactically trying to downplay people's choices.
Yeah.
To encouraging my list, which means that he thinks it's shit.
Right, I was like, he's encouraging your mediocrity.
Well, good choices, yeah. Bud. Well,
I could have stepped in and said all the negative things I could have about Ghostface, but you did it for me. You did my job. Yeah, so I feel like to counteract you, I'm like, no.
Here's the thing, though. You know, I'm strategizing the votes, right? Not an actual fictional, like, sport that we haven't invented for this team to play. And I'm just thinking, who's going to see this list and go, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. Right.
Fucking Rebecca Ferguson. Fucking Ghostface. I'm in.
Brundlefly.
Yeah.
What a pairing.
I love this fictional fan you've created that goes, fucking Rebecca Ferguson. Hell yeah. Number one.
I think you're underestimating the Rose the Hat fandom. The ardent Rose the Hat fandom out there.
Yeah. I mean, I like her character in that movie. I just, when I think of horror villains, like that movie didn't even pop into my mind.
Yeah. I've got honest. The hottest. I'm surprised I said that name to such absent fanfare.
Yeah.
I have the hottest of hot takes that will get me just laughed out and chased with pitchforks of any film buff room.
Okay.
Dr. Sleep, I like more than The Shining.
Okay.
So
I don't
drop that.
Hey, I don't think
I've not seen Dr. Sleep. So
I don't think you're wrong. I think Dr. Sleep is a very good movie.
I'm a Flanna fan. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. You seen Oculus?
Yeah.
All right, so that's good. That's a good, like, middle of the road Flanagan.
Ouija, Origin of Evil.
I have not seen Ouija, Origin of Evil.
By the way, I got to see Fall of the House of Usher, his new show at Fantastic Fest.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
I'm really excited for that.
Fucking great. It's like a gothic Succession. If you watch Succession.
I haven't.
Wow, neither of you watched Succession either. I'm actually done.
I've seen four episodes.
Good, guys.
It was good.
Did you write like a newspaper headline that says Succession? Your review.
Please.
No, please. I liked the four episodes I watched. Yeah. It's just, you know, life.
Yeah. Anyway, well, I love that show. Can't wait for you guys to watch it. But Back to you.
I'm going fuckable next. I'm picking slasher last. I found the most depth in slasher, so I feel like the pool is so deep there that's true. Can wait. And y'all haven't impressed me enough with your picks to even make me sweat.
Well, I left myself a wild card.
I know, right? They're just slipping in the jabs.
There's only one choice I'm scared of for fuckable, unless Steve's got something so funny.
Well, so for fuckable, I'm going Gillman from Creature from the Black Lagoon.
See what I'm saying? Okay.
Tell me I'm wrong. He is a horny sea monster that just wants to fuck.
That's true.
So give the webbed man what he wants.
Is that what the creature from the Black Lagoon is called? Is Gillman?
Yeah, he's Gillman.
Oh, okay. I always just called him the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that's a lot of words.
It is.
I mean, it doesn't have to be.
No, I agree. I agree with you. I feel like this is a name that has come up within the last like 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
Because when I was growing up, it was always the creature from the Black Lagoon.
But
now that we live in a modern society where time is important, that people are like, we got to fucking trim that.
Yeah.
That's got to be trimmed down.
Somewhere in the world tomorrow, Guillermo del Toro will be listening to this podcast. And when Alex chooses Gillman as most fuckable,
he leans forward.
He's going to nod vigorously.
One of my favorite things that I've read that I wish I could take credit for was I saw someone called Shape of Water grinding Nemo.
That's great.
And I sat there. I was like, why are people smarter than me? I should have thought of that.
That's great.
Gillman. And that's the other reason why I left Claude Rains off the list is because I didn't want to double down too hard in Universal. Movies.
Yeah.
So Gillman gets it in there. I don't think it's the best Universal.
He gets it in there.
But so I don't, of the Universal monster movies, it's not the one I think it's the best, but it's definitely my favorite. Yeah. I think he's cool as shit. He looks great. I think it's one of the better created monsters just that we've created as a country. Because I don't think American monster movies have historically been great or the most popular, but I think he has prevailed throughout the most through time. But yeah, also he's just horny as shit. And that's also like the whole sequel as well with like the creature returns.
Well, I think that choice is a little fishy.
That's fine. I think it's inspired.
What do you think is the most, you know, what are the assets that he has that you're like, oh yeah, that's most fuckable?
Okay, he can breathe underwater. So that opens up a whole other world for you. If you get a snorkel.
Okay.
Opens up a whole other world.
A whole new world.
He's just, I mean, but like, it's just cool shit, you know. Like, I don't know, maybe I have a weird deep-seated thing for aquatic seafaring creatures.
Deep
red-seated, but like
deep sea thing.
Yeah, there's so much you could go for, and I think
semen.
If someone is just like most fuckable monster, I throw out Gillman. They're gonna be like, you know what? I can't argue with that.
I gotta
He's not covered in burns. But he doesn't need to wear a mask. He is what he is.
The question was most fuckable
and
villain.
I love him for it.
You didn't have to go monster.
I know. But okay. I did. I told you, sometimes these things are telling
that's
about a
true.
Person.
That's true. Like there's a whole host of objectively beautiful men and women.
And I picked at least the top 20
monsters.
Okay. Well, what am I going to pick? Frankenstein's monster? He's an oaf. He might love me well, but like,
cuddle.
You know,
right. One cuddle.
But dude, like you put a small child in front of him, he kills her by mistake. So yeah. He's clumsy. He's a little impetuous.
It's true.
You know, Dracula.
Want a pet baby.
Just wanted to pet the wabbits, yeah, George.
Yeah. Exactly. You got a fucking Of Mice and Men Lenny situation. You're going to pick Dracula? And it's just like you got to deal with Renfield. You're going Bela Lugosi. You're going Gary Oldman. You're going Christopher
All of
Lee.
All of them.
I got to say, Alex.
You just got to give up a little blood every now and then. And you have to hang out and have orgies all the time.
I was fully blood prepared. Orgies. I was fully prepared to shit all over whatever you pick for most fuckable. But then you said Gillman. And I said, go on.
I'm telling you, I'm not wrong here.
So you got Slasher left.
I have Slasher left.
And if now it's your turn.
Yeah.
And you get to just finish right now.
Yeah.
He's going to finish after I.
And you have most fuckable and wild card?
Monster.
Okay. Left. All right. Steve, wrap up your team right now.
Okay. So I'm going to do monster first. And this is honestly the hardest category for me to pick because Alex took Xenomorph.
I did.
Right? He did. He took the best one.
He took
I'm jumping on a grenade here by being honest.
He picked a solid option. Right? He picked a solid choice. Okay. It's got acid blood. It's got a little mouth thingy. It's very
phallic.
It's
got a mouth in a mouth. Yeah.
The mouth jaw.
It makes Giger like all tingly, you know, because he made it. So that eliminated. I had three picks initially. That was my first pick. So you did take my first pick for monster. So now I'm left with two, but I like these two and it's hard for me to choose. I was hoping one of you would pick the other one.
Would it be easier if you decided which one you'd rather fuck?
Oh, and then pick there. That does make it a lot easier. Honestly.
Well, there we go.
Okay. So for monster, and I think this is a good choice. A, because it is the one I would rather fuck. B, I think this is a good option to pick to counteract Alex's pick, and that is the Predator.
Oh, very nice.
I am picking.
I love that.
The Predator from the movie The Predator.
Nah. Yeah.
This thing is pretty smart. It's got all the gear.
Natural hunter.
It really thinks pussy jokes are funny. If you remember that.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just imagine like the Predator killing Jesse Ventura or Shane Black or something like that. And then just like walking away, carrying like, their head and their spine attached, dragging the ground. And he just goes, pussy as big as a house.
Yeah.
Just like still chuckling about it like an hour later.
Like, it cuts to a scene of him like making a fire for the night. Like,
big as a house. It's huge.
He said it twice.
It is an echo. That's great.
I can't wait to tell that to Gleep Glorp on the mothership.
A little misogynistic, but like, I get it.
Because they're progressive where he's from.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. But yeah, so, and also in any sort of situation where you pit the alien versus the Predator, I feel like the Predator is always at least posited as the one to root behind, right?
Sure.
Yeah. It's the more humanoid sentient creature.
Yeah. It's the Dallas Cowboys.
The Xenomorph is just a big mean
bug.
Please finish. I want to see where this goes.
It's America's monster, right?
It's Predator, the Dallas Cowboys. You know.
You know how they're predators.
Right. You know, the gridiron.
Yeah. And plus, I love those movies. And I think, of course, if you even mention the name Predator, I just think of Chris going, rescue grenade.
Ah, dude. Yeah.
Dylan, you son of a bitch. Pushing too many pencils.
Man. Predator's so good. I was thinking Predator on the way down here. That'd be a good one.
You should listen to our Predator episode if you haven't heard it. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's one of my personal favorites that we've ever done.
It's a funny one.
Okay, so that leads me to most fuckable. And guys, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But my pick's going to shit all over your picks, all right? I can say that with 100% certainty.
He's about to steal my wild card.
Because it's the human centipede, and that's all it can do.
He's going to steal my wild card.
With 100% certainty, this is the most perfect choice for most fuckable slash companion. And that is Imhotep from The Mummy.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I mean... look at the glutes, look at the triceps, look at the abs, look at the face.
Oh, I have.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Even in mummy form, even a half dead form, I'd bang. Yeah.
Arnold Foster, hotter Billy Zane. That's all I'm going to say.
Super powerful in a fight, but also if he's your companion, what won't this guy do for you? Okay. Right? He loves a Noctuna moon. He was like, yeah, I'll kill the Pharaoh. Yeah. I'll come back from the dead. Yeah. I'll murder all these people. All for you, baby. And if he's my companion, I know I'm in good hands because A, he's going to protect me. And B, he's the best big spoon ever.
He can generate a big sandstorm.
Yeah.
Imhotep's just like fucking love this song.
He does. He does.
He's the guy who's like pumping the fist the whole time.
Another Universal
glow sticks guy. So yeah, Imhotep from The Mummy. My most fuckable.
Very nice.
I love it. It's not my wild card. You curveballed me.
I curveballed
you. Arnold Vassal over Boris Karloff as well.
Mm. Yeah. And also, so much mummy. Also, like, we talked about it a lot in our mummy coverage. That movie is where a lot of people get their sexual orientation from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In no smart part because of him.
That is a horny action movie. That's a horny adventure film for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Brendan Fraser at his peak. You have Rachel Weisz
right on the cusp of new millennium and stuff.
And even with those two as your leads, Vosloo still manages to pop up and be like, I'm hot as fuck too.
Yeah, for sure.
He's doing
work.
He
was Destro in the G.I. Joe movies?
I think so, yeah.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The more you know.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. So that leaves me for Slasher?
Yeah, you got Slasher and I got Wild Card, but up to you.
So for Slasher, like I said, deepest part of the pool. Could be swimming. I was up to the gills, you would say, perhaps, and Slasher options.
God damn it, you're picking Gillman again?
Fuck you. Yeah, I was like, I'm picking Gillman holding a knife. But
I do what I want.
So for Slasher, I wanted to, again, kind of go left to center. Because I felt like I had this person down for monster, and I'm like, yeah, this could give me something to maybe have to defend from a slasher perspective. Because while he is not in a slasher, he has all of the makings of a slasher villain. And that is Robert Patrick's T-1000 in T2 Judgment Day.
Okay, interesting choice.
I like a good futuristic sci-fi build, you know, for a slasher. He takes so much to come. They literally have to melt him. And lava, and it also is at the death of the previous villain turned hero, in Schwarzenegger.
But he'll be back,
sure. So many times
he even said that,
right?
Terminator will be back
in Guardians of the Galaxy
in
4.
The Avengers, yeah.
Right? I think he is one of the just. I think Robert Patrick's performance and that whole like cold
100%
exterior, it's fantastic. He plays it perfectly, but. There's something about T2, showing someone T2 for the first time and watching him get stopped and come back and stopped and come back, get shot and reformed, chasing the car, liquid the dagger magic. Hands, like all of that stuff, right? There have been times where I've shown someone T2 for the first time and I am like batting 1,000 with someone at least at some point going, no fucking way. Or like, oh, holy shit. And I think he just conveys that aura that you want in a slasher film. Yeah, where you're just like, how the fuck do you stop this guy? Because, you know, how many gunshots does it take and stabs does it take to kill Michael Myers? You know, how many does it take to do Voorhees, whatever? I just think there's something about him, plus being sent from the future to just kill a small child is terrifying. But, yeah, I'm Robert Patrick, T-1000. as my slasher villain.
We get to talk about him more later today in the faculty as well. Ooh. So that's fun stuff.
Yeah. Love that. I think that's an inspired choice, Alex.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. That rounds my team out in case we wanted to
see. He's like achieving what all slasher villains want. And that is just to have knives for arms, right?
Yeah, I feel like every slasher was one.
I feel like that's what like all slashers like, oh man, if only I could just this. Right.
He's like, I wouldn't even need to kill this kid. I could just get a job at a hibachi, start a restaurant, you know.
Dude, the T-1000 would crush at a hibachi.
Do you want to see onion volcano?
Man.
Yeah, so that puts
I personally like it. Great choice.
Thank you.
You know, now.
This is the final choice.
Whether or not you threw.
I'm going for dominance.
I don't know if you're achieving dominance.
I think I'm going for strategic dominance and fuckability.
We got a slasher category.
Yeah.
And undrafted is Michael Myers.
Yes.
Leatherface.
Yep.
I mean.
Krueger.
People might take issue.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm creative.
I think I got this in the bag.
Okay.
Horror villain draft, I'm the only one to choose 100% horror villains.
I've picked all horror villains. What are you talking
about?
That's
an action adventure movie.
What movie?
That's an action movie.
What movie?
You're going to call The Mummy a horror movie?
Yeah, it's scary as fuck.
It was scary when we were 11.
It wasn't even then. But I get it. I get it. I think you'll get it off. I got wild card.
Yeah.
And I'm the last choice. I don't know what to do.
You're going to throw us a curveball here.
I've got so many options.
You could boost.
This is going to cement your team because you've got Hannibal Lecter leading the team.
Yeah.
You've got Rose the Hat by your side.
Thank you.
Dr. Brundle.
Powerful wizard.
Is being a weird, creepy monster fly throwing up on people. And Ghostface is back in the background pratfalling.
Ghostface is trying to find a second guy to get the mask and the cloak because I can't do it alone. There's only one time.
It's Matthew Lillard, just to be clear.
Hannibal Lecter. Hannibal Lecter's the whole time is like, Ghostface, get off the phone.
I've got to make a call.
Hang up the phone. We got to play the game. I want to know what everyone's scary movie is. Favorite scary movies. I got one more call.
Ghostface has definitely got a podcast. Yeah, he does.
Hey, what's up? This is the Ghostface podcast. Is
it a cold call podcast? It's like the opposite of a call-in show.
And every time you hang up with me again, you bitch.
I'm going to catch you like a fish. Do you know how much editing I'm going to have to do if you keep hanging up on me?
Worst podcast ever.
Solid idea. I like that.
I've got the Graboids from the monster category I didn't use. I could use as a wild card from... Tremors.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Annie Wilkes as a wild card from Misery, which I considered using not in Most Fuckable as a schemer. Because she orchestrates him to finish her novel that she wants real bad, you know?
You mean to tell me that Kathy Bates...
Hey, man.
...isn't fuckable?
Whatever you're into.
Only in About Schmidt where she goes full nude.
Whatever you're into.
How dare you, sir?
Or Patrick Bateman from my undrafted Most Fuckable category.
Oh, he would have been so good in Most Fuckable.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were going. Mm. I thought you were going to take my wild card.
But I also think he's a selfish lover.
For sure.
You could go Peter Lowe in Vampire's Kiss. It's a very similar character. Mm.
I'm also a little surprised nobody chose Norman Bates.
Nick Cage smooch is good.
Dude.
Norman Bates for slasher would have been an obvious choice, I think.
I had him down for strategist at one point.
Yeah, I would buy that.
Mommy. Do you think Norman Bates is into like diaper play?
I'm really embarrassed with where I went with Most Fuckable. Who did you choose again?
For Imhotep. Most Fuckable? Imhotep. Yeah.
And you went with Gilman.
How could you forget?
I was thinking... Because like my list, I had Santanico Pandemonium.
The fuck is that?
Selma Hayek.
Oh, okay.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Dusk Till Dawn. Okay. I'm sorry. I only knew her as Selma Hayek and from Dusk Till Dawn.
I didn't know that character had a name.
Right.
Pouring liquor down her bare feet into Quentin Tarantino's mouth.
A role he was born to play.
Fuck. Where should I go with wild card to just cement?
It's like she has to put her foot in her mouth. Why? It's the only way I can keep the N-word out of it.
I think it's almost cheating. No. Wild card just to steal the last little bit of votes I didn't get. I'm going to go Patrick Bateman. I got to.
Patrick Bateman. All right. Bateman.
You put his face on there. All the bros are clicking. Boop. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really? Well, that's true.
All the people that misunderstood the movie.
Everyone who's also subscribed to an Andrew Tate YouTube channel is like, yes, that.
Like, I love that you're just like, I got to get the votes. It's like in parentheses from the alt-right. And I'm going to go back.
I respect the con, sir. I respect the con. Okay, so why is he your wild card? Do you think Patrick Bateman is like is he cement? How is he?
Do you find your most fuckable so unattractive you had to double it up?
I just think him wielding an axe, butt ass naked, with Huey Lewis in the News playing. If this is a football game and he's running down the field, that just makes it a fun time.
Oh my God. Now I just get
the auto rock and roll is coming.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining a wide receiver running on the football field from Patrick Bateman, who's doing that weird little walk. Like, have you heard about Huey Lewis in the News?
Exactly.
Let me tell you all about it.
So I've got my quarterback, Hannibal Lecter, okay, right? My tight end, Rose the Hat.
I see what you did there.
That's the end of my joke. I don't know any other positions. No, my wide receiver, Dr. Brundle.
I see what you did there.
My shortstop, Ghostface, because he's not even playing the right sport. He sucks.
How about you yourself keep shitting all over your slasher pick, and you're over there like, how dare you guys not pick Michael Myers or the Leatherface or Freddy Krueger?
I mean, that is very true. I had all of them, and I just chose Ghostface thinking that's the one I want out of those five, and then no one else chose any of the other ones. And I'm like, oh, wow. Oh, you went Jason Voorhees. It was really Alex that was like, left field, which I appreciate.
That's me.
You know?
That's why I'm here. Is to make people be like, that ain't it.
That ain't it.
Well, nah, I've seen these drafts, the way I've seen them go down.
Yeah.
And I've seen, like, I don't even know what kind of drafts I've seen. Like, best 90s movies, blah, 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 right? Whenever the person chooses, like, some really, not obscure, but, like, some thinker, awesome choices, it's like when I see their list, mm-hmm, their list is five better movies than the other two lists, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Their list is five movies I would rather watch right now. And they get like 17% of the votes, 17% of the votes, yay, because they're not thinking of like wide appeal, milk the votes choices. You know what I mean?
But that's why
that's just what I've seen happen.
That's why they call people like me cutting edge.
Like if you're going to go
you can't be in the mainstream if you're going to be cutting edge.
If you're going to go best animated movie, yeah, and you want to get those votes, you gotta pick Spirited Away or
Into the Spider-Verse. Kind of like,
or you have to pick one of those like 10. You can't just like go Kubo and the Two Strings out of nowhere. I would think you were cool. You're gonna get my friendship.
Yeah.
But you're not gonna get my vote.
Well, that's what we were talking about.
That would be my choice.
Actually. Dang.
That's what we were talking about.
You act like you ain't put Kubo and the Two Strings on a list.
That's my favorite animated movie. But, but I'm not gonna choose that to win some votes. You know?
Sure. I was gonna say, I mean, like, you can't not pick Spirited Away. I feel like, you know, that's like one of the greatest animated movies. It's like, for me, it's like
Away. I actually think The Wind Rises and Princess Mononoke are better.
Wind Rises is so goddamn good.
Y'all sleeping on Porco Rosso?
Yeah, I actually am.
I've never seen it.
I'm not a big Porco Rosso fan. I thought the dub was kind of weird.
I'm just a pig.
I mean, I love the whole idea of like, I'd rather be a pig than a fascist.
Porco Rosso is not a better movie than either of those. No. It's just really funny to me because it's Michael Keaton going, I'm just a pig.
Oh, yeah. No. Porco Rosso, thematically strong, just execution wise, didn't land for me.
The Miyazaki American dub voice acting is so strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always like Christian Bale and shit. It's wild. But anyway.
Yeah.
I digress.
Sure.
Rose the Hat, Patrick Bateman, Dr. Brundle, Ghostface, Hannibal Lecter. I'm feeling strong about the kit and caboodle.
Alex, what is your team?
Just say Gilly's goodies. I don't know. I didn't think of one.
No, like
Strategist. We got old Paimon Paimon from Hereditary.
Paimon.
Monster, Xenomorph, Fuckable, Gilman, Wildcard, Jigsaw, Boston Paimon. They're boosting him up a little bit. Slasher, the T-1000.
All right. Yeah. My team ends with The Thing is the wild card. My schemer is Vecna from Stranger Things. Jason Voorhees is our slasher. But the Predator is our monster. And our companion slash most fuckable is Imhotep from The Mummy.
There's a strong list in different ways.
Between what you had The Thing and what was the other one you had right before that? Or the second
thing? The Thing, Vecna.
The Thing and Vecna. Yeah. You're like the tentacles. Mm-hmm. You're just like.
Could that be our team name? The tentacles?
It can be. You're veiny. You got tentacles. You're led by a lot of things that just look like expired potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, we got like a couple visceral monsters, and then you have Jason Voorhees and the Predator to be the big muscle that comes in and punches things.
Who's winning an actual fight out of these teams. I think I'm losing first of an actual fight.
I love that it's not who's winning. Well, I think I'm losing first.
Between you guys, it's definitely. Yeah, you guys have multiple all power immortal type being, and I have almost all humans. And
Rose the Hat is the most powerful out of all those characters.
Yeah. For sure.
And the Brundlefly is scary, but I don't know. Like,
no,
he's just
getting his ass whooped immediately by Predator.
He seems more in pain, and just
those three laser dots on Jeff Goldblum's head.
Oh no!
must go faster.
Like, I appreciate you wanting to pick Brundlefly because I feel like you and I were just in that camp of like, that dude just needs some love. That dude just needs some support. Like, that's all he ever wanted.
There's a few movies that have actively terrified me throughout my life. Like literally three. The Descent, Event Horizon, which is a random wrong Paul Anderson cut.
I feel like it's always like
someone's Fly.
Someone's either always Event Horizon or Fire in the Sky. They always have like that one alien movie that really fucked them up.
Oh, Fire in the Sky.
But I don't know. I don't know who wins here.
Well, it's up to the listener.
Right.
When is this episode dropping tomorrow?
Yeah, this Monday? One's coming up Monday. Yep.
Yeah. So check the Streaming Things official Instagram account, probably my personal as well. We'll put it in stories to vote. We'll put it in the Discord, multiple places. Find it, click your winner, and we'll announce probably
Discord,
next week.
The Discord.
Yeah, next week we'll announce which team you guys picked.
Mm-hmm. And this will be fun.
I'll make a little graphic so people can see a little easier. Because again,
I know it's going to be some effort. Maybe the patrons can help you or something.
I think the thing specifically that we need to work on is the Dr. Brundle. Like if we say Dr. Brundle, like I really want to have that like picture so people know what that is.
Yeah. Could you do so? Yeah, I was going to say, like,
how are you going to show Paimon?
He's just the entity.
Oh, that's a good choice. That's a good point. Does he not physically ever appear?
He's more like a floating light source.
I would.
You could just put the telephone pole with the.
I was going
to
say the graving. I would give you permission to choose some iconic characters from Hereditary as the photo there.
Would it be? Does he wear a crown or something? Because I Google searched him, and a lot of people are wearing like a crown with like sticks coming out of their face or something.
There's like an idol. But that's not the entity itself.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Does that represent the idol?
Yeah. I think you could show Toni Collette's face or even like the sister just to get some extra recognition there for some extra vote action.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, something. I Googled just Paimon and it's all anime.
Yeah. Paimon.
Just put Squirtle on there or something.
Yeah.
Fuck with him.
Squirtle. I'll make sure it's a member of the Squirtle Squad.
Yeah, please do. Coolest one.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter and whatnot. You can also go to streamingthingspod.com to follow all of our socials and action things we got coming up. Go to patreon.com/streamingthings to support the show and get yourself a bunch of extra bonus content and early episodes if you're into that sort of thing. If you can't afford to do that, totally understandable. Just, you know, consider rating and reviewing 5 stars wherever you're listening to this, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Music, all that stuff.
All that
helps us bump up in the algorithmic feed so other people can discover the show. Later this week, if you're a patron, you can hear our coverage of The Faculty, Robert Rodriguez's early film starring everyone cool from the 90s.
Literally.
And probably Wednesday, you can hear our review of Scream.
Scram.
And then Friday, we'll just do an after hours, a little bit of a discussion about my time and Fantastic Fest and what Steve's been up to while I was away. And look forward to that on Friday. But yeah, that's all the time we've got for right now. My name is Kit.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Steve.
Thank you so much for tuning in to our lustful horror movie villain draft.
Gills up, baby.
That's right.
Gills up for Gilman, everybody. Gills in the chat.
Gills in the chat.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.